Hi, my name is Adrian Westney Jr., and you're now listening to The More Abundant Life. I'm your host for the program, and I'm glad you've joined us today. Today we have a message in music presented by Wintley Phipps. Today's message is going to be the continuation of a message we began in a previous broadcast on the Prayer of Jabez. If you heard part one of this message, you're going to want to hear part two today. Just before we get into the message, though, here is music from Wintley Phipps, a song entitled Great is Thy Faithfulness.
To cheer and to Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me.
That's music by Wendley Phipps. You are listening to The More Abundant Life. We just heard Great is Thy Faithfulness from the CD release entitled Favorite Hymns of Billy Graham, sung by Wendley Phipps. Now here's today's message, part two, The Prayer of Jabez.
God encourages you to ask Him for great things. If you've got your Bible, look at Jeremiah 33, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 2 and 3. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is His name. What does He say? Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Amen. God wants to bless you in ways you haven't even thought of yet. He wants to enter your life and do powerful and incredible things. Didn't God say to Abraham, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I'll make your name great and you will be what? A blessing. God wants to be a blessing in your life. Remember why God wants to bless you. Because you can't be a light in somebody else's life if that light is not first burning in your own life. Amen? If you try to be a blessing when you're not being blessed, that's like a bald man selling hair growing cream. Amen? You've got to be blessed. You've got to have a testimony. You know, I think it was Zig Ziglar who used to say, if you chase money, you will never catch it. But if you focus on helping people, money will chase you. Now notice, Jabez didn't come before the Lord with a laundry list of stuff he wanted. He didn't present God with a Christmas list. God bless Jabez, because Jabez simply prayed, Lord, bless me. Whichever way you see fit, bless me. You know what's best for me. God even knows how to use the devil to bless you. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Your God is so awesome that when He's ready to bless you, He knows how to even use the devil to bless you. One day a lady was running out of food. She had been faithfully serving the Lord all her life. And when she realized she was running out of food, she would go out into her backyard and lift her hands and pray. And she said, Lord, you know, I've tried to serve you, but you know, Lord, I'm running out of food. Lord, bless me and provide for me. Every day she'd go in the backyard and pray loud. Her neighbor, who didn't believe in God, got sick and tired of hearing all that praying, decided to play a trick on her. He went out, bought 4 bags of groceries, placed them at the front door, rang the doorbell, ran and hid in the bushes. When that lady opened the door, saw those groceries right there on the doorstep, she started praising the Lord, thanking the Lord for the groceries. The man jumped out of the bushes and said, "Why are you praising the Lord, lady? I bought the groceries." That woman started praising the Lord even more. And she said, "Lord, I always knew you were going to bless me with groceries. I didn't know you were going to make the devil pay for it too." When God gets ready to bless you, he even knows how to use the devil to bless you. No wonder the man said, "Anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied." There's a way of prayer. There's a form of prayer called supplication. Supplication is when you ask God for specific things. Oh, are you with me today? You know, when you pray, "Lord, pay my rent." That's supplication. When you pray, "Lord, let my enemies leave me alone." That's supplication. When you pray, "Lord, help me pass my exam." That's supplication. And we should pray those kinds of prayers. God wants you to be specific. But when you really trust God, like Jabez trusted God, you'll pray, "Lord, anywhere you bless. Anywhere you bless me, I'll be satisfied." When you ask God to just bless you any way he wants to bless you, you are opening yourself to receive whatever God wants you to have. And when you ask God to just bless you, do you know you're setting yourself up to receive whatever blessing God wants you to have? Amen. And to receive whatever blessing God wants you to have, all you got to do is pray, "Lord, just bless me." Jabez believed that God would bless him if he only asked for it. Someone said, "What wondrous and unlimited blessings we miss out on because we don't just ask God to bless us." And sometimes we don't get the best blessings because we get too specific. Woo! You listening to me? Sometimes we don't get the best blessings because we get too specific with God. We pray for a shack when God wants to give us a mansion. "Lord," are you with me today? Bible says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the mind of man what God has prepared for them that love him." He says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart." So if God has promised to give you the desires of your heart, and you come to him asking for penny desires, when he wants to give you a million-dollar blessing, God can only give you what you ask for and be true to his word. Don't miss that. If God says, "Delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart." If your heart has only this desire, God's got to give you what your heart desires. But if you say, "Lord, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied," there is no telling what will show up in the mail. There's no telling what will show up on your doorstep. If you just say, "Lord, any way you want to, just bless me." I want you to know that prayer defined Jabez's life. And all of us, there's a prayer that defines our lives. Young people, graduates, when I was 16 years old, I prayed a prayer that defined my life. It went like this: "Lord, if you want me to be a garbage man, for you, I'll be a garbage man." I'm giving you that prayer word for word. I said, "Lord, you know I'd like to travel and use my talents for you. If that's your will for me, open the doors. Let me see in some way. I was 16 years old. A day went by, the next day, two men walked up to me and said, "Excuse me, are you Wintley Phipps?" I said, "Yes." They said, "We've been hearing about you. We're from the Heritage Singers, and we want you to travel and do singing evangelism with us." I was dumbfounded. I had never prayed and then see a prayer answered so quickly. Someone said, prayers can't be answered unless they're prayed. I said, "Lord, you know what I'd like to do. But whatever you want me to do." Woo! "I have not seen, nor had my ear heard, neither had entered into my mind what God had prepared for me to do." Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want you to know, graduates, if you want to be blessed so you can keep the blessing to yourself, God would rather shut up the windows of heaven than bless you to keep blessings to yourself. Well, let me hurry. The next thing Jabez prayed was, "Lord, when you bless me real good, you're going to have to enlarge my territory." In other words, "Lord, if you bless me like I know you can, you're going to have to give me a bigger house. You're going to have to enlarge my territory. You're going to have to give me more places to go." Hallelujah. "More people to meet that I can share your blessings with." Some people are afraid to pray that prayer, "Enlarge my territory," because they know there's no telling where God will send you when you pray that prayer. When you say, "Lord, I'm willing to do whatever you..." God could have made me a garbage man. When you pray, "Lord, whatever," there's no telling what God will do in your life. There's no telling where he will send you. It may be far away from home. Most of the time, it's right down the street. Tony Campolo, a friend of mine, told about a friend who was a rich socialite, wealthy divorcee. She had a lot of money, and sometimes people who have a lot of money think they can do anything they want to do. She decided she was going to go to Calcutta in India and work with Mother Teresa. So she wrote Mother Teresa and told her how much she wanted to come and do this for her and do that for her. Have mercy. She waited for a while and got a letter back from Mother Teresa, and it simply said, "I received your letter wanting to come to India. Thank you for wanting to come. But I encourage you, please go find your own Calcutta." Woo! When you pray, "Lord, enlarge my territory," you don't know where God will send you. It may be down the street or around the block. When you pray, "Lord, enlarge my borders, give me more to do, expand my influence, give me more people to care about," you may want to go to Africa, but God will send you to Brooklyn. Because that's the kind of God he is. Now, Jabez was supposed to be a failure, but Jabez, rather than letting his name determine his destiny, rose above his name to become a man of noble bearing. So, graduates, your past does not have to determine your future. If you lack wisdom, pray for wisdom. You know, wisdom is one of the most important things you could ever have. The other day, I heard a report that Michael Jackson is filing for bankruptcy. Now, if that is true, here's a young man who made more than $1 billion before he was 40 years old, but he lacked the wisdom to manage it. So when you pray for blessings, don't forget to pray for wisdom to handle the blessings. God says, if any of you lacks wisdom, I will grant it.
I've learned in my life, sometimes God doesn't always grant you what you pray for because you're not praying in harmony with his will. One preacher said, our prayers should ask God to help us do what he is blessing, not to help by blessing what we are doing. Now, let me say it again. Our prayers should ask God to help us do what he is blessing, not to help by blessing what we are doing. So before I leave you, God is more willing to give much more than you're willing to ask for. He doesn't give grudgingly like some of us do. Amen. God gives abundantly. God loves young people who step out in faith. God loves young people who take risk for him. God loves young people who take him up on his promises. God loves young people who dream big, who ask for big things. Oh, there's a quote God gave me, and I don't want to ever forget it, and I don't want you as young people to ever forget it. It goes simply, thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. You are coming to a king. Large petitions with you bring. Graduates, do you believe God has the power to do above that you can think of ask? The prayer of Jabez is not a prayer of greed. It is a prayer for those who trust in the Lord completely. Amen? And before I leave you, I want you to turn with me to one more text. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Praise God. Verse 2, enlarge the place of thy tent. In other words, this is what God told Isaiah to tell Israel when they were discouraged. Have mercy, Lord. This is the equivalent of if you're praying for rain, buy an umbrella. God told the children of Israel, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, read it with me, lengthen thy cords and what? Strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In verse 8, in a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go forth over the earth, so have I sworn that I should not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempests and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles, and all the borders of pleasant stones. And verse 13, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt not be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it what? It shall not come near thee. Lastly, Jabez prayed. Let's go over it. What's his first part of his prayer? Lord, bless me indeed. What did he pray next? Enlarge my territory. And then he prayed, Lord, that your hand be with me. Woo! Let your hand be with me, that I may be more faithful to you. And then he prayed lastly, what? Keep me from evil. Amen. That I what? Cause no what? That I cause no what? Pain. I don't want to cause any pain. Well, Jabez is remembered not for some outstanding achievement or some temple or altar. He didn't win any great battles. He's just remembered for these two verses. Out of all the people in these nine chapters, Jabez is singled out because of a little prayer that he prayed. And I came to tell you, if you will only pray that prayer, God will single you out for success and achievement.
That ends the message in the series on the prayer of Jabez, part two of that message, The Prayer of Jabez. If you would like to obtain an audio copy of today's message, here's what you need to do. You want to call the Seabrook Church at 301-577-6342. Again, 301-577-6342. And you want to refer today to program 317. That's program 317, giving you part two, The Prayer of Jabez. You may also email an order or a request to the Seabrook Audiovisual Department at seabrookav@yahoo.com. I hope you enjoyed the program today and that you will join us again for another program. Until you can, though, this is Adrian Westney Jr. I want to wish you God's richest blessings, and remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10. That's where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life.
In your heart.